For more than 35 years, Atlanta tunes into Money Talks. For more information on 401ks, mortgages, retirement, and investment strategies, tune in and listen to Money Talks, hosted by Hensler Financial. Check it out now at Hensler.com.
From the Hensler Financial Studio, welcome to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Today is Wednesday, January 17th, and happy 92nd birthday to actor James Earl Jones.
Obi-Wan never told you what happened to your father.
He told me enough. He told me you killed him.
No, I am your father. Search your feelings. You know it to be true.
No! No!
I'm Bruce Jenkins, and here are your top stories presented by Gwinnett Public Schools. Woman dies on Lawrenceville house fire. Former Wesleyan pitcher is going bananas for baseball career in Savannah. And Martin Luther King Jr. Parade reminds Gwinnettians to carry on civil rights leaders' work. Plus, my conversation with Leah McGrath from Ingalls Markets on baking mixes for celiac disease. All of this and more is coming up on the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast, and if you're looking for community news, we encourage you to listen daily and subscribe.
Are you a passionate educator ready to ignite minds and shape futures? Then say yes to GCPS and join us at the Teacher Job Fair. Mark your calendars for Saturday, February 10th, from 8 a.m. to noon at the Gas South Convention Center. It's your chance to connect with leaders from Gwinnett County Public Schools, the largest school district in Georgia, and recognized as a top employer by Forbes magazine. Whether you're kickstarting your career or seeking a change, your next chapter starts here. Say yes to GCPS, where passion meets opportunity.
A tragic house fire in Lawrenceville claimed the life of a woman on Saturday. Firefighters responded to the blaze at 100 Maybell Way after receiving a 911 call reporting the fire and a woman in a wheelchair inside. Despite firefighters' efforts, they discovered the woman deceased on the main level of the home. The victim's stepson informed them that his stepmother was bedridden and unable to escape independently. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. Former Wesleyan pitcher Andy Archer, hailing from Petrie Corners, has signed with the Savannah Bananas for their barnstorming 2024 season, known for their unique banana ball games. Archer, a Georgia Tech and University of Hawaii alum, earned a master's degree in finance before pursuing a baseball career. Despite a recent shoulder surgery, he impressed the Bananas coaching staff with a quirky audition, securing the last spot on the roster. Banana ball, distinctive for its entertaining rules, offers a fresh and enjoyable baseball experience for fans. Archer anticipates a unique homecoming when the Bananas play in Lawrenceville on March 22nd through the 24th. The United Ebony Society of Gwinnett County organized the annual Martin Luther King Jr. Day Parade in downtown Lawrenceville, commemorating King's legacy and emphasizing the unfinished work for civil rights. Participants included marching bands, scout troops, churches, advocacy groups, and political figures. President Zachary Pratt urged Gwinnettians to carry forward King's message of love and equality. The theme, It Starts With Me, emphasized individual responsibility. Gwinnett County Public Schools Superintendent Calvin Watts, the Grand Marshal, highlighted the journey towards equity, unity, and justice. Gwinnett County Sheriff Kibu Taylor noted persistent inequities, while Gwinnett County Commission Chairwoman Nicole Leff Hendrickson stressed Kingian nonviolence. The parade concluded with a celebration at Central Gwinnett High School. We have opportunities for sponsors to get great engagement on these shows. Call 770-874-3200 for more info. We'll be right back.
Why talk to Tom M. Wages Funeral Home Service today? You remove the financial and emotional stress from your loved ones. On the worst day of their lives, your family doesn't need to add financial stress to the pain of loss. You protect them. A pre-funded, pre-arranged funeral allows your family to grieve and mourn without the worry of how to pay. Plus, the peace of mind you have knowing everything is taken care of is priceless. Don't leave the worry and stress to your loved ones. Take care of your funeral prearrangements now. Let the family service professionals at Tom M. Wages in Snellville or Lawrenceville help you. Call Tom M. Wages today at 770-979-3200 or email jim@wagesfuneralhome.com. Tom M. Wages, the most respected and requested funeral home in Gwinnett County.
Stay connected with your community and honor those who have passed with the latest obituaries from Gwinnett County, Georgia. Brought to you by Tom Wages Funeral Home, providing compassion and care and support during life's most difficult moments. Today we honor Louise Williams Howard, Joanne Ayers Snell, and Tara Whitman Stewart. Tune in for the latest updates on the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast.
We sat down with Lauren Livesay and Colin Cappy, second-generation employees at Mall of Georgia Chrysler Dodge Jeep, to talk about their customers both here in Gwinnett and across the country.
Well, one of my neighbors bought all his cars from us, and when I see him in the morning, I give him a good wave, and I'm very thankful for that. And he continues to want to purchase vehicles from us because of the good experiences he's had.
We have people from out of state that will come back that have been buying cars from us for years that'll drive on in or fly on in, trade in their car, get a new one, and leave. And we have some that are just loyal customers that have been with us for 28, 29 years. But then we have very big online presence. We've been getting a lot of product, and we've been shipping them out all over the United States.
Mall of Georgia, Chrysler Dodge Jeep. Go see them on the lot at 4345 Buford Drive in Buford, or check them out online at mallofgeorgiachryslerdodgejeep.com.
This is Leah McGrath, your Ingles dietitian. What sort of food items do you keep in your pantry so you can make quick meals? I always have pasta and pasta sauce, canned tuna, canned beans, and canned tomatoes and rice. These can become the key ingredients to make many meals just by adding some additional fresh or frozen vegetables, ground beef or turkey, or meat alternatives like tofu or texturized soy protein crumbles. So make sure you plan ahead and keep your pantry stocked.
A study by the University of Leicester has found that long-term exposure to current levels of air pollution in the UK can lead to an additional 22 minutes per day of sedentary behavior. Sedentary behavior includes spent time lying, reclining, sitting, or standing still. The research involved 644 people at risk of type 2 diabetes who wore accelerometers around their waist for 7 consecutive days. The study suggests that high levels of exposure to nitrogen dioxide were associated with increased sedentary time, emphasizing the need to reduce air pollution for public health benefits. During the annual celebration of Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday at the state capitol, Yolanda Renee King, the civil rights icon's granddaughter, delivered a message of inspiration for Georgians. She emphasized Georgia's role in setting an example for the country in fighting for justice and equality. King encouraged residents to honor King's legacy through community service during the holiday weekend. The event also acknowledged the recent death of Christine King Ferris, King's eldest sibling and a civil rights leader, who received tribute in Georgia's Capitol Rotunda. The ceremony included awards named after individuals who worked closely with King during the civil rights era. We'll be back in a moment.
When it comes to solving complex foundation repair challenges, there's only one name you need to know. Engineered Solutions of Georgia, Atlanta's only foundation repair company with licensed engineers on staff. From foundation repair to waterproofing and drainage solutions, we've got you covered. We work with both residential and commercial clients, and we're committed to providing exceptional customer service every step of the way. And with our state-of-the-art equipment and top-quality materials, you can be confident that your project will be completed to the highest standards. So why settle for less when you can have the best? Call Engineered Solutions of Georgia today to schedule your free consultation and see how we can help you tackle any foundation repair or waterproofing challenges.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation. Residential and commercial. Hey, we do it all. 678-ESOG now.
Looking for the perfect destination that has something for everyone? Look no further than Lawrenceville. With a vibrant and diverse selection of activities, it's an experience you won't forget. From retail therapy to our live in the DTL concert series, there's never a dull moment. Feeling hungry? Our culinary scene will leave you spoiled for choice. Whether you're craving southern comfort food or adventurous international dishes, our restaurants have got you covered. Trust us, a visit to Lawrenceville is the most fun you'll have all year. To find out more, visit downtownlawrencevillega.com. Lawrenceville, where every visit is a new adventure.
And now, here's my conversation with Leah McGrath from Ingles Markets on baking mixes for celiac disease.
Hi, I'm Leah McGrath. I'm the registered dietitian, the corporate dietitian for Ingles Markets. I'm here to answer your questions about food, nutrition, and health. You can find me on the Ingles website at ingles-markets.com and click on the wellness tab. You can also find me on Twitter as Ingles Dietitian with two T's, and you can find me on Facebook as Leah McGrath Dietitian. So today, once again, I'm answering some of your questions about food, nutrition, and health.
All right, Leah, thank you for everybody that has sent in questions to you. So we're going to start off today because Steve has a question about his wife. She has celiac disease, and they used to buy a lot of gluten-free Laura Lynn cookie and baking mixes because, you know, the quality was so much better, and they're getting hard to find. So is there a reason why that you don't have these on the shelf at Ingles anymore?
We had a really great relationship with a local Western North Carolina company that was making mixes, and they actually had what they call a dedicated facility. So they would produce gluten-free mixes and I think some other allergen-free mixes for different food service operations. And they did it for us as what we call private label or store brand, which is that Laura Lynn brand that Steve was asking about. To the best of my knowledge, that company went out of business, I think in probably the spring of 2023. So because of dating issues, there probably are, because they're a dry product and they're packaged, there probably still are some products on the shelf, because a lot of those products have like a, you know, a best buy date of maybe a year out or something like that. So they might be seeing the very tail end of some of those products. And that's why also you're not seeing those spots get restocked with that product, because the company went out of business. And I would imagine our buyers are trying to find a replacement for that if there is one available. Well, thanks for your time today and for listening to the Ask Leah segment. If you have nutrition questions, be sure and go to the Ingles website at ingles-markets.com. Click on the wellness tab, and you can also find me on Twitter, Ingles Dietitian with two T's, on Facebook as Leah McGrath Dietitian. Send me your questions about food, nutrition, and health, and we'll get them answered for you.
We'll have final thoughts after this.
Your power, your community. This is Jackson EMC, a company that not only services power to Northeast Georgia, but we power a community through our programs. And we'd like to invite you to hear our podcast called Your Power, Your Community, and hear some of the great stories of the people we've helped and also from the staff that helps them. Your Power, Your Community. Download this podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Cookie cutters are for the kitchen, not your wallet. You don't have to settle for generic. Our advisors go beyond customizing your portfolio. We match your investments to the financial plan we design around you, your goals, your time horizon, when we design a plan around you. Learn about our integrated approach to wealth. Contact the experts at Hensler Financial, 770-429-9166, or Hensler.com, H-E-N-S-S-L-E-R.com.
For more than 35 years, Atlanta has been tuning into Money Talks, your trusted resource for your money, your future, your life. Every week, our experts answer your questions on personal finances, stocks, or the economy. The Money Talks hosts take an in-depth look at a variety of money and financial matters, including 401ks, mortgages, retirement, and investment strategies. Tune in and listen to Money Talks, hosted by Hensler Financial. Check it out now at Hensler.com.
Thanks again for hanging out with us on today's Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. If you enjoy these shows, we encourage you to check out our other offerings like the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast, the Marietta Daily Journal, the Community podcast for Rockdale, Newton, and Morgan counties, or the Paulding County News podcast. Read more about all our stories and get other great content at GwinnettDailyPost.com. Did you know over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Giving you important news about our community and telling great stories are what we do. Make sure you join us for our next episode and be sure to share this podcast on social media with your friends and family. Add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is a production of the BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jacob Sutherland, director. Doug Harding, creative director. Brian Giffen and Jason Gentarola, news producers. And Shinrei Zhang, video director. All rights reserved.